Next question is Roy D. Harris. Roy D. Harris. This is a 66-year-old gentleman who is currently on hospice, who's been seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. He has a hospice diagnosis of CVA with dense left-sided weakness, period. He's demonstrated weight loss, difficulty swallowing, increased agitation, aspiration, decreased weight, decreased appetite, COPD, BPH, CHF, hyperlipidemia, neuropathy, hypertension, fistula left femur fracture and chronic pain, along with renal insufficiency, stage 3B, related to his diabetes mellitus, period. He requires help with all ADL, his bowel and bladder incontinent. He wears a diaper at all times. He's becoming much more forgetful and confused at this time. He requires lorazepam for anxiety and medication to help with both pain and pain of neuropathy, period. He's now spending much more time in bed. What does it say? Oh, yeah, let me look at it. Oh, yeah, it's calcium oxalate. Good. So you need lemon juice.
Lemon juice? So what does that mean?
You need either lemon juice or hydrochloric acid.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean?
Well, it keeps it from coming back.
But what does this mean that it has this?
Well, that's like the most common thing.
Oh, okay.
But leave it here. We'll talk about it. Let's see. His, let's see. He... his KPS score is at 40%. He has decreased appetite. His blood pressure is stable at 110 over 60 with a pulse of 88, period. Let's see what else I want to say about his issues. His confusion is increased, his forgetfulness is increased, as I mentioned, along with his unsteadiness and weakness. That's why he's staying more time in bed. He's not able to bear any weight on the left side. His MAC is down to 28.3. KPS is at 40%. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.